MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 30, 2025. The Republic trash strike continues, and a Middleton man has been charged with murder. Partly cloudy, low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:09 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News, although Gloucester and five other communities' request for an injunction against Republic Services was denied Monday, that won't be the end of legal troubles for the company over its lacking service during the Teamster strike, as Judge Kathleen McCarthy-Naiman denied the injunction without prejudice. The six communities' lawsuit against the hauler continues, according to PBD Mayor Ted Betancourt, who said, "I anticipate that all affected cities and towns will be bringing forward breach of contract claims in the future." The injunction was filed July 17 in Salem Superior Court by Gloucester, Peabody, Beverly, Danvers, Malden, and Canton. It requested that a judge order Republic to immediately collect all trash and recycling within the municipalities and provide all contracted services, putting a stop to the piled-up trash on sidewalks and in dumpsters that are public health hazards. Also in the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports a Middleton man was arrested and ordered held without bail at his arraignment in Peabody District Court on Tuesday morning in connection to the May murder of a Linfield man. 53-year-old John Costa of Middleton was taken into custody early Tuesday morning by Massachusetts State Police detectives assigned to the District Attorney's Office with assistance from the State Police Violent Fugitive Apprehension Section, Linfield Police, and the U.S. Marshals Service, according to an announcement from SXDA Paul Tucker's office. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, in Manchester by the Sea, the town's sewer customers will see their rates jump while water customers' rates will not change. The select board, following a public hearing last week, voted 5-0 to accept the rates. The sewer rate for fiscal 2026, which began July 1, is $18.25 per 100 cubic feet, which represents a 7% increase over this fiscal year's rate. And Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, if the Yankee homecoming fireworks show this Saturday seems shorter than in past years, it's because it will be, according to Yankee homecoming general chair Brittany Verville. While the opening weekend of Yankee homecoming was a lot of fun, not enough money was raised to fund a full fireworks, she said. She's quoted as saying, "We're not going to be able to do the full $40,000 worth. We're still tracking to do a reduced show, but still hoping it's going to be a great night." The main reason for the budgetary shortfall was a decline in tickets purchased for the Brewfest fundraiser last weekend. In past years, the event has covered the fireworks cost. In sports, nice article by Phil Stacey today in the Salem News on St. John's prep coach Brian St. Pierre, who was recently elected to the Boston College Varsity Club Hall of Fame. Red Sox beat the Twins last night 8-5. The series wraps up this afternoon in Minnesota. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.